Good morning. Today we are just going to have a quick review of the main issues that we saw as we learned the topic of Kiddush Lavana over the past couple weeks. So a real quick summary of our sugya. So about 8 points or so. Number one, the significance of saying Kiddush Lavana is brought in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kol ha-mavarach ala chodesh bizmano, kilu mekabel p'chei shechina. Anyone who says Kiddush Lavana in his proper time, it's as if they are mekabel p'nei shechina. That shows the amazing significance of this mitzvah. Point number two, when should we be saying it? During the afternoon, evening, night, etc. So the Ramah paskins that we don't say Kiddush Lavana except at night, when the moon is shining and there is some benefit from its rays. So we got into discussion as well. Does that mean I subjectively have to benefit or the world is benefiting? But either way, it has to be that the moon is illuminating. So we don't say it Bein Hashmasha is doing twilight. We have to wait until nighttime. Point number three, how about if that moon is covered partially by cloud cover? So we brought the Radvaz who distinguished between how heavy is that cloud cover. If it's light cloud cover, that the moon is still illuminating and there is still benefit from the rays and we can still distinguish between two small coins, this coin and type and that coin type, then you can still say the Kiddush Lavana. However, if it's heavy cloud cover, then it would be a bracha levatala to say the Kiddush Lavana. We did bring alternative views as well. We brought the view of the Maharsham that it's enough that you can see the outline of the moon. He's very makel on it. That would be sufficient. And we did see on the other extreme, the view of the Chida, that any cloud cover, even if it's very light cloud cover, would knock us out of being able to say the Kiddush Lavana. So I do believe that the Radvaz is what is followed, that if it's very light cloud cover and we are still feeling the majority of the benefit of the moon, then we can say Kiddush Lavana. Otherwise, we would wait. How about if we waited and it's the last night? So in that situation, then we would be able to be more lenient on it. So we'll get to that point in a little bit. Point number four, how about if the moon will be covered in the middle when I start the Kiddush Lavana? Now we're not talking about the whole Nusach of the Kiddush Lavana, but the Bracha itself. And if the moon is not covered, but it will become covered in the middle of the Bracha, or I estimate that there's no cloud cover right now, but the whole thing will be covered in the middle. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Shim Hischi Levarach. If you started to say the Bracha, the Kiddush Lavana, the Bracha of the Kiddush Lavana, and there afterward the moon became covered, you can finish the Bracha. You don't have to say Lamdeni Chukecha, you don't have to stop in the middle. If you started when the moon was uncovered and then it became covered in the middle of the Bracha, finish the Bracha. However, if you estimate before you start the Bracha that the moon is going to be covered in the middle, because that cloud cover is coming quick. It's not covered now, but within a few seconds, within a half a minute, before I finish the Bracha of Kiddush Lavana, the moon is going to be covered. You should not start even saying the Bracha. You have to wait. You have to wait till you see the moon. Now, the Bir Halacha brings an alternative view in the name of Chaim Sanzer, who is of the view that as long as you saw the moon, even if it is covered before you start the Kiddush Lavana, but you start within Kedei Dibur, which is the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So I saw the moon, it was uncovered, it got covered immediately. As long as I start to say the beginning of the Kiddush Lavana, the bracha of the Kiddush Lavana, within Toch Kedei Dibur, I can say it, even lechatchila, not a problem. However, the Bir Halacha seems to say that is not the case. He was of the view, to be strict on this, that the moon should be uncovered the entire time you are saying the Kiddush Lavana. But how about if it's the last night? This is point number five. What happens if it's the last night now? Can I be lenient? Even if I know the moon is going to be covered, it's not covered right now, but it will be covered by the time I get into the bracha, then it's likely that the Bir Halacha would agree that you can be lenient in that situation. We are now on point number six. We brought the Ramah that says, Dein Mekadshin Halavana Tachas Hagag. When we say the Kiddush Lavana, we cannot stand inside the house, under a roof, over an overhang. We brought two reasons for that. Number one, because of Kavod. We are being Mekabah Pnei Shechina. When we go and have a dignified friend coming over, we don't sit, wait at home. We go out into the street to greet them. The same thing would be with Kiddush Kodesh Lavana, go out, greet the Pnei Hashchina. That is reason number one. Reason number two, the Maharil says, so we don't stand under an ohel, under an overhang that has tuma on, underneath it. This is a din lechatchila, bidyeved, or if there's a need to say the Kodesh Lavana inside, that would be permitted as well. And I think this is point number seven, is can you use glasses if you can't see the moon without your glasses? Or use, it's considered seeing, because the Yerushalmi says, Haroa levona bechidush ha-mevarach, you have to be able to see it, see the moon. So glasses would be acceptable, no problem. How about a telescope or binocular? So it seems based on a tshuva of Rav Zilberstein, that would be acceptable as well, but we left that as an open question. Maybe that is different. Glasses are simply replacing what your eye should be seeing, but a telescope and binoculars are doing much more than that. And the last point, number eight, can assume if somebody is blind, can he say, Birkas Halavana, Kiddush Lavana? We brought three views on this. Yes, no, and sometimes, yes, sometimes would be that if other people are with together with that blind person and they are looking at the moon, they're benefiting from the moon, then even the blind person can say it. Psak, the Bir Halacha says, because of this machlokes, it's preferable that the blind person have somebody else be motzi him the bracha itself, so he should listen and say amen to somebody else's bracha, and certainly the rest of the nusach of the Kiddush Levana, this blind person can say for himself. Have a wonderful day.